A pleasant Sunday in St. Louis as Adam Wainwright and the Cardinals try to avoid the sweep to the Giants, and Wainwright's offense would provide some support in the second.
So bases loaded, nobody out. Grichuk, that is fair! Inside the left field line, all the way to the corner, clears the bases. And with that, it's 3-0 Cardinals. Bases clearing double Randall Grichuk.
That ball down and in. I thought it was going to go foul, but it hooks and just stays fair.
And also stayed out of the seats, which right. would have been a ground rule double.
Yeah.
It brings in Matt Carpenter, who's had 3 hits in his last 29 at bats. Here's a long home run. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. Carpenter comes through with his 9th home run of the year, and it's now 6-1.
Very seldom does he offer on the first pitch.
Here's a pitch for Adam Wainwright now.
Why not swing away? Extra bases coming up for Wainwright. He drives in his 5th of the year. An RBI double for Adam Wainwright.
Talk about a nice trip around the bases. Aledmys Diaz is on second and not first when the fly ball was hit by Grichuk. And then he's on third, not second. Now he scores with the infield in.
Randall Grichuk, 1 out of 3. 2 on, nobody out for San Francisco. Wainwright's pitch, strike 3 called. A curveball locked up Morrison, struck him out. 6 strikeouts for Wainwright. So Mike Matheny is making a pitching change with 1 away in the 7th inning and 2 men on.
Nice round of applause here for Adam Wainwright.
Randall Grichuk, 1 out of 3. A 3-run double. A swing, and there's a high fly ball. Left center field. Span on the run, back to the wall, and it's out of here. A home run, or no. It took a bounce and went over the wall. A ground rule double for Randall Grichuk, scoring Aledmys Diaz. The way Span went after the ball, I'm not sure he saw that one all the way, and then the ball took a bounce and up into the crowd. The second double today for Grichuk.
With the win, the Cardinals improved to 22-19 on the season. Here's manager Mike Matheny.
Yeah, Waino, I thought was a continuation from his last start. Just well-located fastballs, trusted it. A plus curveball today, and effective with the changeup and the cutter, and not overusing anything, but putting all pitches in good spots today. You know, he still has to make them aware of the fastball, and he's got a good fastball still. I mean, he saw 93 his last inning. I mean, that's a good fastball. But he has to keep them sped up a little bit to make that curveball effective. And just not falling in love with any one pitch, whether it is the curveball. You know, I think early on it might have been more the cutter. And, you know, that's a pitch that if it gets too much of the plate, goes a long way. And I think he's using it effectively now in good counts. You know, I think what you saw is aggressive in the zone instead of aggressive out of the zone, which we have seen quite a bit of, where he's going out to go get pitches that aren't even on the plate. And, you know, that happens in this game. But you see him go in and take a real tough walk and then brings him in to the middle or closer to the middle of the plate. And he's dangerous. He's dangerous on pitches that get too much. And I think it's just him trusting himself. You know, some guys just get to that point, and I get it, that you just don't want to get to that 2-strike spot because you don't feel good, like you got a chance. And you fight that all the time. And he looks to me like he's trusting himself. He's not afraid to get the 2 strikes, take that borderline pitch that may or may not get called, and then wait and hunt something that you can drive. And he smashed a couple balls today. Certainly could have been much better record here at home. You know, it's tough giving those ones away where we have a lead and we get late in the game. Those ones are hard to swallow. And we had, you know, kind of a homestand that looks like we played better than what our record showed for the majority of those games. We just had some lapses late that ended up hurting us. And, you know, we got some tough games ahead of us, so it's going to be a good test.
The Cardinals have an off day on Monday, but then head west to begin a series with the Dodgers in L.A. on Tuesday. Lance Lynn makes the start in the opener against Clayton Kershaw.